It's the only group that cuts across all other groups, you know. I mean, the two things about it. One is that gays and lesbians are the only group whose members have to stand up and declare themselves in order to be discriminated against. We're invisible. And the other thing is that it's the only minority group that contains every other group in the culture. Gay and lesbians can pass, and so they have to make the decision not to. And it's under attack. It's in frustration. It's in being harassed or in being denied their rights that one by one, a certain number at different times, have made that decision. This is a movement that learned from the women's movement, learned from the anti-Vietnam War movement, learned from the Black Civil Rights Movement and the Black Power Movement, learned from all those movements, but then had to grow as the rest of them faded, you know, and had to grow sort of by itself against an increasingly conservative culture. This movement has come farther, faster, than any other civil rights movement in American history. It took a man who was totally unafraid to stand up and begin to let people who are afraid of homosexuals see one who was unafraid. I mean, that's what makes the difference. Key figures in the Republican Party, after the fall of the Berlin Wall, began using homosexuals as a sort of boogeyman. You had a polarity, and that was what developed a national gay vote, which made a difference. Politicians respond to pain. They respond to votes, they respond to money, and they respond to pain. And if you make them uncomfortable, they may actually do what they said they would do but haven't gotten around to. The most American experience of all is the struggle to get rights equal to the ones that white Protestant males created for themselves in the revolution, you know, X generations ago. And it's what every minority group has sought. I don't know that heterosexuals understand this very well. They probably may not have given it much thought, but it really very quickly became clear to us that gay men and lesbians have less in common than any other coupling of men and women across the spectrum. The thing, I guess, that gays and lesbians have such a hard time demonstrating to part of the American culture is they're just as moral as anyone else. Every minority group has had to contend with the same sort of thing, and that almost everyone has been seen as inferior, less moral, less competent, less reliable, less strong, tall, handsome, and American. And it's even more basic than that. I mean, it's whether you can be an honest human being, honest with yourself and honest with the people in your life. There's nothing more basic than that. And that's why the policy don't ask, don't tell, whether it's a military policy or whether it's the classical Southern policy or whether it's sort of the general cultural thing, don't tell me and you won't bother me. That's why it doesn't work, because it forces people to be dishonest. And that's what this movement and most movements are about, simply for the freedom to be, for people to be whom they are. There's a sort of moral implication in that, out for the good not only of the people who are homosexual, but for the good of the larger culture. You've got to be open and honest in a culture, or you have a lot of wasted energy and conflict and pain.